Egypt has offered to help revive direct talks between Israelis and Palestinians.
My visit to Israel today is a continuation of Egypt's long-standing sense of responsibility towards peace for itself and all the peoples of the region, particularly the Palestinian and Israeli peoples.
Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry made the comments in a rare visit to Tel Aviv in presence of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He also called on both Israelis and Palestinians to take serious steps to resolve their decades-old conflict. For his part, Netanyahu welcomed Egypt's efforts to renew talks, adding that the peace treaty between Israel and Egypt is one of the, quote, cornerstones of stability in the region. The last round of talks between Israel and the Palestinians collapsed in April 2014 amid strong disagreements. Earlier, we were joined by our Cairo-based correspondent, Mohammed Chalabi, to get the latest updates on the top Egyptian diplomat's visit to Tel Aviv.
In Egypt, at what they see as further steps in enhancing the Cairo-Tel Aviv ties, which are considered to be at an all-time high by many experts here in Egypt and across the region. Of course, the declared official stance of the military Baath government here is that the visit is to revive the stalled so-called Middle East peace process between the Palestinians and the Israelis, and offer Egypt's steadfast and unwavering support to that so-called process, in the words of Sameh Shoukry. But many Egyptians here renounce such visits. The first, by the way, for an Egyptian foreign minister in 9 years to Israel, and they see it as again a bolstering of ties which are at an all-time high, according to testimonies from Israel itself, which is consistently praising the policies of the military Baath government here. And remember that President Sisi had offered what he called a warmer, between brackets, a warmer peace with Israel through his proposed plans. Among the public here in Egypt, they know, realistically speaking, that with this type of government in Israel, there will never be peace here in the region as long as the atrocities continue to be committed against the defenseless, isolated Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank and across other Palestinian territories.